my skin. Let the pain pop begin. To remove what you put in, there is a thorn beneath my skin. I hurt you, so you hurt me. Little children in vanity. But all that hurt don't come for free. I hurt you, so you hurt me. First come, first serve. First the need and then the need. From now, now on, the last time is gone. Winter grass and summer snow, some talk less and some talk don't. Some friends fade and some friends show. Winter grass, the summer snow.
The window shrinks but not the pain.
The pictures inside.
That was kind of good. What was that? What did we hear?
That was there? That Jerry...
Jerry Wall?
Wall, Winter Grass, right? I got that in the mall. In the mail mall.
And before that, something brand new from Alejandro, right?
Yeah, from the Boxy Mirrors, new CD that's just out, I'm sure. Well, you'll have it soon. I'll have to wait till Folk Fest time, which is only a week away. But
right. Both fine songs, but both songs that I doubt that you'd hear on the show featuring our good friend who joins us now, Keith McPherson, who used to be, you know, a very humble and down-to-earth local guy, and now he's a big-time TV star. Keith McPherson, are you there?
Hey, Jeff, how's it going, man?
Oh, you sound a little hoarse, Keith.
Do I? Oh, man. Well, I've just been singing, like, Celine Dion songs nonstop out here.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
All right, so for the folks that aren't listening, you are Keith McPherson of Easily Amused, right?
That's correct.
I don't have to check your ID to make sure it's actually you.
No, it's definitely, I'm definitely over 18, and it's me.
And somehow, you went from being local indie folk slash pop star to being our next Canadian Idol.
Well, not quite yet.
How did that happen, Keith? How did you get mixed up with those folks?
Well, mixed up's a good term. what happened? Well, Renee and I were on tour, and we were on tour in Boston, and we flew into Toronto for a show. And Renee said there was auditions for Canadian Idol happening in Toronto when we got to town. So we went down to check it out.
This was Renee's idea.
What's that?
This was Renee's idea?
This was Renee's idea.
Okay.
She actually was prepping a song to do for the show.
Okay.
So, so we went down to the auditions, and we both went in, and it was, like, completely dead. It was, like, the last day of their audition tour or whatever. So when we got into the theater, they basically, there was, like, no one there, and they said, are you guys here to audition? And I was like, yeah, what the heck, I'm going to go too. So we both went in, and... the rest is history.
Well, what did you do for your audition?
I sang.
Did you sing Colleen or?
No, I sang "Stuck in a Moment" by U2,
okay.
Which is a song I really wish I would have co-wrote.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny that, you know, it's Renee's idea and you were sort of coaxed into it and you beat her.
This is the most anticlimactic thing that's ever happened to me in my whole life. I was so expecting. I mean, the fact that Renee isn't here right now blows my mind. She's like one of the best singers in the country.
This is what I mean, no offense to you, you're certainly a talented gentleman, and I'm proud to see you up there, but it boggles my mind.
Me too.
That someone with a voice,
can't
believe it. And let's be honest, a look like Renee's.
Yeah.
We're talking good television there.
Yeah, I think so too. It's one of those really weird things, although I know Elvis Presley was cut from a talent contest, and he went on to write huge hits.
It worked out for him.
It did, yeah.
So you get there and you're just kind of coasting along. Like, were you ever thinking that you would make it as far as you have or?
Not at all. I mean, I honestly, when I first came into this, I have to be honest and say, like, my view of the show and my take on the show wasn't really a good one. Like, I really didn't even, I haven't even really watched the show before.
Yeah.
And at first, like when I came in and I was auditioning and going through the rounds, I was cracking jokes and just making fun of the whole thing because I just really couldn't believe that this was something people watched on television. But as we've furthered on and stuff, it really has become kind of a life-changing experience. It's bizarre.
Really?
It really has been. I know that a lot of people in the industry side of things, I know a lot of musicians listen to this show that we're on right now. I know that there's a real, like, kind of bitterness towards Canadian Idol, but I have to say that the experience on here and the opportunities that I've been given over the last little while have been incredible. And I don't think that I would, not audition. Like, it's something that's worth doing. I can say on a business level, it's one of those things where you can definitely generate some exposure and for your band or for your group, and that's really exciting. I guess you do have to really know how to walk the fine line on the business level and make sure that you're still getting an okay deal. And,
yeah,
you know, that's the part that is a heads up. And I definitely, being doing this for 10 years, know that that's something that is, you know, important to consider, although I do think, you know, singing in front of 2 million people every week is like a huge honor, and it can only do good for Easily Amused. So it's
right.
At this point, it's been great.
Now, one thing that we've been wondering is Easily Amused, you have so many shows booked all the time. Like, does your entire career have to go on hold now? Like,
well,
are you still allowed to do shows?
At this point, like, because the process is so intense out here,
yeah,
it's like song after song. We're, it's kind of weird how this all fell into place. And for some reason, Renee and I had the whole, we had the whole summer kind of off to work on our record. So
okay.
For me, it's a perfect time to do the Idol thing. And then my intention is to keep playing, doing what we were doing before once the show's done. So
are you still doing Dauphin Country Fest tomorrow, though?
We have it booked, and Renee's going to be doing that one by herself.
By herself?
Yeah, it's pretty daunting.
Wow.
Yeah, it was one of those things. We both really wanted to play that show, and it was a bit of a struggle, and there was just not any way to get out for it. So.
Wow.
Yeah, she's going to be singing Colleen a couple of octaves higher.
Really?
So hopefully our fans will understand.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now's your chance, Jeff. You could step right in. And
that's true.
They'll be saying Keith who.
Speaking of these reality shows, the way things are going, maybe we should have a reality show for the summer. Who could be Keith? Like, it could be like the NXS thing, but Easily Amused is looking for a temporary male singer.
That's funny. So okay, how does it go with picking the songs that you do on this TV show? Like, are you allowed to do whatever song you want, or is it from a list you have to pick from? Or
that's a really good question. This has been the most daunting task of the whole thing, because I really, really, coming from an artistic background and just like...
You don't listen to Top 40, do you?
No. My roots are really in like strong singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
So for me to clear songs and actually find something that I want to sing has been really tough. But at this point, what the heck is that noise? Do you hear that?
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah, sorry, Winnipeg. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I think it's some kind of crazy Idol tap here on my phone.
That's Ben Mulroney.
Ben, yeah, wiretapping.
Ben just working on his song for next week. No, for picking songs, it's definitely a daunting task, because you want to pick something that's going to suit your voice and suit your style, so when the show's done, at least people will know that you are trying to be as true as you could to who you are.
Yeah. So the other thing I wanted to ask is, like, you go up there and it endears them you to the judges and stuff, but it seems like you're just goofing off, like you're just having fun up there, like the ladies and gentlemen from Winnipeg, Mr. Keith McPherson, and we have CDs available and all those goofy things, like,
right?
It just seems like you're goofing off, like you're that kid in my class who I think is a little smartass.
Oh, really?
Because he makes all the jokes.
Uh-oh. Well, to be honest with you, I mean, it's one of those things where I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be on the show.
Yeah.
And especially Monday, I think I had a real change of heart towards the show, because there was this one moment when I was just waiting to sing Collide by Howie Day, which was a song I did.
Okay, I was going to ask you, because I'd never heard that song before in my life. So.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, it's a nice song, and I was waiting for it to happen, because there's a little preamble thing that they do, and when that light came on that camera lens, I had a change of heart. I was like, this is an opportunity to sing in front of 2 million people and get into hearts and souls of people that are watching this show. And at that moment, I realized like how powerful that is, and like how honorable that is. And I still want to have a good time. I think part of the thing that's done well for me up to this point is just really taking things, you know, lightly. It's not like you have to be some serious diva to, you know.
Yeah.
People are going to come to a concert and they're going to want to be entertained, and that doesn't mean just always like being super serious and stressed out, you know.
Right.
So I'm just kind of doing what I would do on any level, you know.
That's good. So, sorry, you were talking a bit before about this being a good tool for the band. Have you already started to notice people are checking out your website and stuff more because of the show? Like, I haven't seen the name Easily Amused attached to the show very much. I don't think they've mentioned it, have they?
Not really.
The paper has.
Yeah,
paper
but,
has, yeah.
But that's only here. I kind of wonder if like people in other places know you're in the band and has this helped the band so far?
Right. Well, we definitely have had, like, way more hits than we ever have on the website in MySpace.
Right.
Over the last week, and we've gotten, like, a zillion emails from people and new fans, definitely, and it's so far it's been incredible.
That's great. So all
the other thing, too, is I think that the audience base that listens to Easily Amused music, there is some crossover. I mean, people that watch Canadian Idol, I think, would get what Renee and I do on the music level. So it could be a really great thing, you know?
For sure. I'm sorry, I actually missed the show last night because Christy didn't tape it.
Oh.
But did they tell you how many votes you got? Or you just know that you weren't
in the bottom
guy?
Four, yeah.
Yeah, well, I know that there was over a million people that voted.
For you or in total?
In total.
Okay.
And I know that the show was at 2 million, just over 2 million on Monday night. So I guess over half the people at least voted.
That watch it. Half
that
the people
watch it.
Vote.
I'm not sure exactly how many votes I got. But
you were in the top, certainly not in the bottom four, which is so...
Yeah, it was a real compliment. I was, like, honestly really excited. It was so nice of people to vote. And I think, being not in the bottom four, I think I definitely reached some hearts, which is totally what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So it worked out good.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you get along with everybody?
I was just going to say that. Like, is it really competitive?
Because everybody
you guys
seems.
Together?
Yeah.
Well, so far everybody's been really, really.
Oh, come
great.
On! There's got to be some divas. That kid with the high voice from Nova Scotia, he's got to be a bit of a diva.
That's Caitlin Porter.
So far, everybody's been super, super nice and really supportive and. Yeah, I can't say anything bad about anybody, honestly. Like, I feel really lucky to be. There are some really, really good singers out here. And I feel, like, lucky to be part of it. It's awesome.
You're saving all the backstage dirt for the book, aren't you?
That's right, yeah, the TV movie.
You guys know me so well.
Now, do you stay in a nice place? Like, you're not at the YMCA, eh?
You're not sleeping on someone's floor.
Yeah.
We actually are staying. It's pretty cool. They put us up at the Sky Dome Hotel. So my room looks out onto the Blue Jays game,
which could be a good thing or a bad thing at times.
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. I mean, it's I don't know anything about baseball, but if I was a jock, it's kind of weird that they would put like musicians in jock rooms, but it's cool, you know.
But an independent musician could never afford to stay there, so that's great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm totally trying to take that in, although. One thing I really don't want to see happen is this all, like, go to my head. I mean, you hear these stories about artists that, you know, have some luxury or people start carrying their gear for them and then they, like, change. But I really want to stay true to who I am and, like, not let these kind of things, you know, change me. Because I think the reason that Renee and I both have done so well up to this point and hopefully to continue is the fact that we don't really take things for granted. Like, we really want to make sure that we appreciate every moment that's happening.
For sure.
Because no matter what happens, it's totally intention and it's supposed to happen. So I really try to stay true to the moments that are happening. And it's kind of bizarre that this whole Idol thing is going on right now. I mean, I had people, Tegan and Sarah called me last night, and they're like, what the hell are you doing on Canadian Idol? Are you crazy? It's just like... You know, but at the same time, I think there is a level of respect, and I think if you're smart, this can be a really great thing for you as a musician, you know?
I was going to say, I think, does it work like American Idol, where the last eight or six contestants go on the road, and they perform as a group, and go on a big tour? How would that affect you and Easily Amused? I mean, because I believe they're booked solid for a year, aren't they,
Yeah.
The American Idol, so...
I know with the Canadian one, they don't do the actual tour.
Okay.
They just release a top 10 compilation CD.
Okay.
So I might be able to get, like, a Beach Boys song on there or something.
Have you picked the song for next week? Can you spill the beans, or...
I haven't picked the song. I'm in a bit of a dilemma right now. I'm trying to... It's all, like, trying to figure out what's you're going to feel the most, so I have all sorts of songs that I'm going through trying to figure out. And, so it's still to be said. I don't know.
So, can you do any song? Like, could you do one of your own songs if you really wanted to?
I don't think you can do your own compositions, but you can definitely try to get any song you want. The only thing about it is the publisher or the musician that wrote it has to clear the song.
Really?
Be on Canadian Idol, so that's where it's a little bit difficult sometimes, is trying to get the clearance in time to for the actual show.
Really?
But I really hope that the song I pick is cleared and it'll be a breeze. Because once I find the song that I want to do, I totally fall in love with it and want to make it awesome. And
I like that a little better, because on American Idol, they kind of give you a genre to do.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, some of those songs
don't
match
the Rod Stewart week.
The Soul week and the Kenny Rogers week. Yeah, yeah, they just don't match the artist that's doing it. And, you know, when you get to pick your own tune, I mean, I think you can, you know, maybe find one that fits your voice and style a little better. I like that.
Yeah, no, that's great. I think when it gets down to the top 10, they start doing theme weeks a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, as long as we don't have, like, Celine Dion week, we'll be fine.
Well, you just said you were listening to Celine Dion songs. So.
Well, you look really sexy on TV, too. I like it. You look good. I like it.
You got the look.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Thanks, man. Sorry, this phone. You'd think the Skydome Hotel phone would have better reception.
No, no problem. Anyways, well, you certainly got our vote. We'll be watching your back on Monday night. It's still the guys on Monday and the girls on Tuesday.
That's right, yep.
Yeah. All right, well, you certainly got our vote, and
does anybody else have
any thoughts? No. All right, well, we'll go out with something from Easily Amused, right?
Awesome.
Chris?
Right.
Yeah, okay. And thanks, Keith, and hopefully we'll keep in touch, and as you go through the weeks, we'd love to talk to you again and see
an update, a weekly Idol update, yeah.
Yeah, man, let's do, like, Thursday Idol update.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Party.
All right, well, we'll go belt it out there, buddy.
Rock
Sounds
on.
Good. I'll take some notes for all the listeners, so next week I can give you some good dirt.
Appreciate that. Say hi to Ben for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Ben has been awesome.
Has he really?
He is really good at what he does.
I'm not sure what he does.
He's amazing. Like, he really is. It takes a lot to host a show like that. There's a lot of pressure, and he can handle it. It's incredible.
It's kind of like hosting this show, I think.
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
You guys know exactly what it's like. That's right.
All right, thanks, Keith.
Thank you, Keith.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Golden girl, the perfect word is something missing. Are you there? Is it hard to tell if someone's listening? Do you see the sadness in your eyes?
Dinner plate and taken everything she could for what it's worth. The worn out sneakers and ripped up soles, tired eyes and a pointed nose, and all the things that she'd been through. Colleen, na 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 no, na na how. Colleen, na 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 no. Talking on her cell phone, leave a message at the tone lately. She's feeling so goddamn alone. Can't believe the things she said. The beer was rushing to her head, and maybe her fleeting heart just wouldn't want to go. With swollen knees and a ripped up shirt, a tired eyes and a checkered skirt, and all the things that she'd been through. Colleen, a nun in the know, not now. Colleen, nun in the know, not now. Well, hang on, Colleen. Things are not what they seem to be. You're not alone, for someone cares. Colleen, na 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 no, na now. Colleen, na 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 no, na now. Talking about sweet Colleen, na 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 no, na now. Colleen, na 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 no. Na 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 na. Talking about sweet Colleen.
Hey, this is Renee and Keith from Easily Amused.
And you're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio here on UMFM 101.5.
Talking about sweet Colleen.
So predictable lately. said the same thing last year. I can't believe I'm still standing here. Every day has the same view. No anticipating a breakthrough. And I'm so predictable, I'm so predictable lately. So predictable lately. And all this time, just waiting for something. All this time, just waiting for something to make everything alright. So predictable lately. I'm so predictable, I'm so predictable lately. I'm so predictable, I'm so predictable lately. I'm so predictable, I'm so predictable.
Change your mind. change your mind.
They all bow down to you. Ranches and ranch hands who bow in too. And I'm taking off my straw hat for you. Second, here comes the sun again.
and the leaves on the trees, they all call out your name. Chrome on the freight line shines the same, and the stars in their cars roll their tops down for you, singing, here comes the sun again. Oh, but if you're gonna stay, show some mercy today. Blow a little breeze on my face. Snow banks and drifts down the hillside for you. Slides inside Sandy River before day is through, and before evening falls, I may find myself there too, singing, here comes the sun again. Here comes the sun again.
Tiller is broken, your garden is crying. There's been too much rain, tomatoes they split. Spring was a beauty, but she turned into a beast. Your boy is rebellious, he refuses to work. Your daughter is a fine one, but allergic to dirt. The preacher came a-calling, he wants a fresh ham. Your wife, she obliges and thaws the one you was saving. So you piddle in the garden, you pick at the ground. Your family is fighting, oh, but you don't hear a sound.
about as half as tough as opportunity. I wouldn't care how empty this old house feels. I can take her things and take her far away from here. I can make sure no dirt ever got on her name. Looking at that stone bring me so much pain. I could go into town wearing my finest clothes. I could turn these tears into blood and make it run ice cold. Space City's 1 hour road for me. It's 1 hour away from as close to the moon as anybody down here's ever gonna be. Somewhere beyond that big white light is where my heart is gone. Somewhere she's wandering, it's taking me so long.
Tell all the places I have seen. My engine block is covered in blood and my veins are pumping gasoline. From Oxahatchee to Rabbit Hash, I felt that steel belt song. And every exit looks the same. I guess I've been on the road too long. I'm out for 7 weeks this time. I can't remember where I've been. I'm always one day closer to home, and then I go right back
out again. My wife is not a jealous kind, but she's singing a sad, sad song. I think I missed another Valentine's. I guess I've been on the road too long. Well, the rows of corn are flashing by, the broken white lines too. Bugs splatter, the CB chatters, nothing matters more than getting back to you, getting back to you. Think twice before you follow me. There's not a lot of glory on the road. It's safe and warm inside the van, but this Motel 6 is cold. Diner fries, diesel smoke, you won't be young for long. My brain is bent, my body broke. I guess I've been on the road too long. All the stories I could tell, all the places I have seen. Engine block is covered in blood, and my veins are pumping gasoline. From Damascata to Denton, I feel that steel belt song. And every exit looks the same. I guess I've been on the road too long. And every exit looks the same. I guess I've been on the road too long.
Thank you. be there for a while, staring out a mesh window, mile after mile. I don't have any regrets, well, maybe just a few. But a man's gonna do what he's gonna do. My drinking days are over, no more nights at the carousel. My buddies say they're gonna miss me, they could go to hell. I never knew what time it was till closing time came round. My drinking days are over, I'm still trouble bound. I never knew what time it was till closing time came round. My drinking days are over, I'm still trouble bound. My drinking days are over.
I think our drinking days are just about to start.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can start tonight because Corky's out with the girls. And I just hope they're in the hot tub already.
Cleaves there from Wishbone's Drinking Days, and I'm sure we'll be hearing that one tomorrow night.
We're going to hear them all.
You want to head down with us? We're going to Grand Forks. We're starting a convoy.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. We got the CB on. Use our handles.
We're going to Grand Forks, the Empire Theater. Nice little theater.
I've never been there, but you
it's
tell
nice,
me it's
dude.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seats 400.
Fred there.
Yeah. Fred Penner?
Oh, Fred Eaglesmith.
Oh, Fred Eaglesmith, yeah.
So that should be a lot of fun. And then he's playing Sunday. We're going to see him again at Dauphin Country Fest.
He's going to see you and run. It's one of those stalking issues.
Especially since I've already emailed asking him to come over to my mom's house. By the way, Mom, he can't make it.
You so asked him to go to your mom's place and play,
yeah,
right? A house show.
Yeah, on Monday. Because I was like, well, you're driving up. Like, what are you doing on Monday?
Yeah, why can't you? What did you press?
Apparently, they're playing on Sunday afternoon in Dauphin.
Right.
Then they're getting in the car and they're driving to Winnipeg.
Right.
They're staying overnight in Winnipeg and then they're flying out first thing on Monday morning. Apparently.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Supposedly.
We'll find out tomorrow. What do we hear before that?
Well, we heard two from Slade, Drinking Days and Road Too Long. We heard Space City by Drive-By Truckers.
Love that CD.
The Garden by Vic Chestnut.
Love that. Love Vic. Vic is going to be a real treat at the
Folk
Fest.
Solid Vic.
We heard Here Comes the Sun Again by M. Ward.
Who's coming to the West End?
July 24th?
Yes.
It's going to be a great show. That's a nice score for the West End.
All the hipsters around here.
All the shoegazers will be there, yeah.
We heard Bob Schneider, Round and Round.
Love that song.
You know what?
Lonely Land is a CD. Great CD.
I like that too.
And we started off with James Hunter, People Gonna Talk, by the album of the same name.
Very nice.
That's Van Morrison's protege.
That's right.
Yeah.
And now is the bad news. Our shows will be here for the next week or so, but we won't. Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home will be on the air, but I won't be here to do it. I'll tape something and put it on because I'm going to Dauphin.
Right.
Then Thursday, we got Folk Fest. We can't miss Steve Earle and Alejandro and Waylon Jennings. And
they're all on Thursday night.
So we got to tape that show. And then Sunday, of course, I can't be here because Folk Fest is on again. It'll be a couple of weeks before we're back.
Yeah, well.
And then we're going to Calgary and all kinds of places.
Regina.
I don't know. I'm not going to that.
Well, I have to because Terry's folks are there. Yeah. But
we're going to Regina or to Calgary.
Calgary.
Although, we're talking about it. Hillside looks a lot better than Calgary.
I want to go to Hillside. Too. We could stay at the mansion,
Did you see? Compare the Hillside lineup to the Regina Folk Fest lineup and then look at the fact that they're the same price.
I know. Regina, no one went at $40. Who's going to go at $80?
I hope this sends a strong message that the price and the lineup were a bad idea this year.
Let's go to Hillside. We can stay at the mansion. It's